Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Wednesday, June 26, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You know, this thing works really good when you unmute it. I'm talking away and I'm like, oh, darn, I didn't hit the unmute button. So I apologize for that dead air. Another group of bills being stormed through down in Lansing, last-minute things they're trying to get accomplished before they break for the summer. Senate Bills 536 and 537. Senator Paul Wojnow, Democrat from Warren, Michigan. Know Warren, Michigan very, very, very well. Worked there for many years. Starting out in Dodge Truck on 9 and Mound. Went away to Michigan State. Came back home. Ended up actually working at a RE/MAX office on Shaner, just south of 13 Mile in Warren, over by the GM Tech Center. I know Warren very, very good. Very well. Well, warehouse operations could be exempted from property taxes if they choose to develop an old industrial site, rehabilitating it, repurposing it, many of these being long-time abandoned factories and plants, under bills that were approved by the Michigan Senate yesterday. Listen to this. Currently in Michigan, local governments can approve, quote, plant rehabilitation districts and industrial development districts, end quote, where interested developers can apply for certain tax exemptions if they choose to revitalize unused old industrial sites. Local governments can allow exemptions to last from anywhere from 1 to 12 years. And under the governor's three-member state tax commission, must also provide exemptions for a final green light. The two bills, again, Senate Bill 536, 537, passed 27-11. Okay, let's break those numbers down on the floor vote, shall we? 38 state senators in Lansing. 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. For a bill to have an immediate effect, at least 6 Republicans must vote with the Democrats to pass the bill. Well, this time they got 7. I'd like to know who the 7 Republicans are that think that the state of Michigan and local municipal governments are in the business of giving away tax abatements of our taxpayer dollars. They're not paying taxes on these properties for 1 to 12 years so they can rehabilitate these old industrial sites and turn them into warehouses. What's the problem? What's the issue in warehousing? Well, they feel, because of all this new production of all these electric vehicle batteries that are coming to the state of Michigan, they're not going to have enough warehouses to store them all. Now, I got a very simple question for you folks. This is from a capitalistic market question. Why would you have to have more warehouses if the product that you're manufacturing is being consumed? Some warehousing is required. You go into production, you go into manufacturing, you start making your widget. Well, the widget isn't selling yet because people don't know about it yet, but they will. So you put it in a warehouse. But you immediately, if you're smart, start your marketing. You start selling the widgets, thereby eliminating the warehouse inventory the amount of storage required, because then as sales increase, start matching up with production, you don't have any warehouses. As soon as you make the thing, you ship it out, it's gone. There's no warehouse needed. But no. We need more warehousing in Michigan in this governor's brain and the Democrats' brains. These statutes for exemptions will no longer apply solely to facilities serving as a manufacturer. Instead, expanding eligible business activities to warehousing and distribution centers. One of the backers of today's legislation was the 12-year-old North Point development, a privately held real estate development firm working in modern industrial facilities. According to John Sweeney, economic development manager for the firm, they've invested a little more than $900 million in Michigan through various projects. He pointed to the fact that they rehabilitated areas like the former test track for Ford Motor Company in Shelby Township. Stop right there. My mother still lives in the home my father bought in 1965 in Shelby Township. She's at 24 and Mound. Do you know where the old Ford Motor Company's test track was? 23 and Mound, between Mound and Van Dyke. I know because I used to play Little League baseball at the Ford Field. Shelby Utica Little League, yes, made the All-Star team when I was 7 years old. Pitched, played shortstop, saw the racetrack, the test track right there. They came in, they eliminated the oval track, they eliminated the manufacturing, the sewing center that used to be there. Every single leather seat in a Ford vehicle was made in Shelby Township, Michigan, back in the 70s and the early 80s, a mile from my house. They rehabilitated the entire square mile. You know what's there now? Amazon Prime warehouse. If you go to Amazon Prime, Amazon.com, and you live in Michigan, anything you buy in Amazon is probably shipping now out of this new $900 million project they did in rehabilitating the test track and putting up that warehouse for Amazon. It's there. Another project they worked on was the old AMC headquarters. Remember the Pacer? American Motors Corporation had a manufacturing plant in Detroit. They rehabbed that. And they also worked on rehabbing the previous General Motors transmission plant in Warren, Michigan. We are a speculative developer, which means that we start construction before we know who our tenants are actually going to be. In that setup, we are allowed to apply for speculative tax abatements for these sites. Once a tenant is identified, then we apply to the local jurisdiction to get them to receive the tax abatements directly themselves. So they're a speculative developer. If you build it, they will come. They get the tax abatement, and they offer it to their tenants or the people they sell the buildings to. He explained that the present-day statutes, its restrictions on who can apply for these tax exemptions, essentially takes the opportunity off the table for a number of businesses that we think would be interested in relocating or locating in the state of Michigan. Again, can somebody please show me where in the Michigan State Constitution it says that the taxpayers of the state of Michigan have to be in the economic development business? Oh, but Trucker, it's a good thing for our state. And that's the role of government, to do good things for our state. There's only one problem, people. One problem. They're picking winners and losers, not helping the businesses that are here now, helping businesses that want to come here. Well, what if you're one of the businesses that competes against these companies and their developments? I own a warehouse in Shelby Township, down the street. I own a building that competes for tenants. I have to pay the full tax, property tax, on my building that I've owned for years, trying to get tenants for, so I can make a profit. I got to pay all of my property taxes. These new companies don't. Is that fair? Pepsi Frito-Lay distribution project in Bay City, an industrial park that would be partially owned by Marlow Beauty Supply and the Home Depot in Warren and Ecorse Commons. Another site, an industrial park in Romulus, could be repurposed for local warehouses to be able to offer businesses like Lowe's, Lasership, and Pitney Bowes to have storage facilities for their products. North Point projected the obtaining of these commitments that are being offered now through these Senate bills could result in $914 million in capital investment this next year in Michigan. That would create, listen to this, how they come up with these numbers, I have no idea. 3,138 new job creations. With combined wages of more than $324 million over 20 years. Well, I'm going to run a calculator against it. I'll tell you what that represents on the other side. That was second hour number two. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Well, being the mathematician that I am with the calculator on my cell phone, those huge numbers you just heard about these two Senate bills, these incentives of abating property taxes from 1 to 12 years so that these people can rehab these old industrial sites and turn them into warehousing. North Point projected obtaining these commitments through these incentives offered under Senate Bills 536 and 537 could result in $914 million in capital investment. They're going to invest that kind of money because of the property tax abatements. This would create 3,138 jobs and combined wages of more than $324 million over 20 years. Well, Trucker Randy, being Trucker Randy, looks at the numbers. You're going to invest $914,600,000 to create 3,138 jobs. You know how much money that is? They're going to invest $291,459.53 to create one job. They're going to spend almost $300,000 per job because of these government-passed bills. Next, let's look at the amount of money that these 3,138 jobs, how much money are they going to actually be paid? You know, you hear the governor all the time talking about these good, high-paying jobs, right? Well, if you have $324 million of wages over 20 years, then divided by the 3,138 jobs, you know what the annual salary pay is going to be? $5,162.54 per year, per job. Good, high-paying jobs, $5,000 a year? Are you kidding me? You see, this is all smoke and mirrors, folks. This governor, I am absolutely convinced, does not know how to operate a calculator on her cell phone. I just did that during the break. This is unbelievable that they're doing this. And for the local municipalities to lose this revenue, it's astonishing to me. Well, instead of tearing the buildings down, they need to be rehabilitated, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The bones of these buildings are good. They just need to be updated, rehabbed, and made current for current uses. This proposed changes would benefit businesses directly, said Sweeney. This isn't something that North Point is asking for. This is something that goes directly to the businesses and the way these leases are done. This is true with us and all of our other competitors. The tenants or the businesses are the ones that pay the property taxes. If they can buy or lease one of our buildings with these exemptions, abatements, it improves their cash flow and gives them the ability to hire more employees. Well, Republicans up and down did not support this. Republican Senators Albert Bellino of Monroe, John Bumstead of North Muskegon, Michelle Hetanga in Manton, Ruth Johnson, Don Lowers, Jonathan Lindsay, Eric Nesbitt, the Republican Minority Leader, Jim Runstad, Senator Lana Tice, and Roger Hoke from Union Township. So what does that mean? State Senator Ed McBroom and State Senator John DeMuth voted with the Democrats. Why, John? Why, Ed, did you vote for this absolutely picking winners and losers bills in the Senate? Come on the show and tell us why you voted for it. What did you get in return? What kind of quid pro quo deal did you work with the Democrats to vote for this crap? See, you don't know this stuff's going on, people, unless you listen to this show. Nobody else goes into the details of these bills and reads the bills and reads the numbers and then figures it out on a calculator on a cell phone that the governor of the state of Michigan and Senator John DeMuth and Senator Ed McBroom obviously can't even do. $5,000 a year. That's a good paying job to you. That's slave labor. Unbelievable, these people. They don't even gross $500 a month with these high-tech and warehouse jobs. Right. Final hour of today's show. You know, actually, I'm going to go take an aspirin. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE and G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE and G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
77 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills.